The name of the show is Teatro Zinzani, and Elena Gatilova is here. So if you look up in the sky, if you look up very high, there you are sitting on the 14th floor, or at the 14th floor of the Cambria Hotel in Chicago.
Correct.
Yeah, 32 yeah. West Randolph, and you look up. There you are! How do you do what you do? You're hanging onto this pole, and you're holding on with your arms, and I don't... My gosh, I can't imagine the strength that it takes to do what you do, yet so graceful. It's incredible.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of practice, and it's years and years of just evolution from a little gymnast to a star in a show in, you know, Theater District in Chicago.
Well, a little gymnast, yes, at some point. And from Ukraine, how did you end up in the United States, I guess very happily, well before the war broke out?
Oh, gosh, that was a very long journey for me. So my first career was professionally rhythmic gymnastics. Mm-hmm. So I practiced that for 15 years in Ukraine and compete for my country. And I was part of the Ukrainian national team for 5 years. And I've done all of the international awarded competition, and except of Olympic Games. I was just very close, but not good, as good to go to Olympics. And, you know, by the end, I was like, all right. So I love to travel. I love to perform in front of the people solo, and they applaud to me, so a little bit hooked on that drug. And so I discovered, okay, I can go and be on stage and do the same thing and get paid for. So I went into the dancing and went to the showbiz career, and you know, year after year, I live in Europe a little bit. I lived in Italy for 2 years, and of course I'm meeting different people and singers and actors, and then I meet circus people. And I was like, circus? What? Circus? Circus with animals? Oh, I don't like that. And then, no, there's a circus on stage with no animals. So I submit my resume, and some people advise me to contact Cirque du Soleil, which is huge, well-awarded company. Everybody knows about. They compose beautiful shows around the world. So they actually invited me to participate and open a new show, brand new show in Las Vegas. And that was my ticket to United States of America.
Was that... Was
the
that,
contract with Cirque du Soleil.
Was that Zumanity?
Zumanity, yeah. I perform like almost 2,000 shows in Las Vegas with Cirque du Soleil.
You know, I must ask you, because I've read stories about Cirque du Soleil, that they work their performers too hard. Did you feel that way? Did they feel that they were fair to you? I love the fact there are no animals in Cirque du Soleil, but you have to be fair fair to people, too, are they?
So I would say that the amount of show that we perform is huge. And as you know, like, it's incredible acrobatics and aerialists and dancer and floor acts and unique skills. So overall, it takes a lot from human body.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that we've done like 10 shows a week every week without swings, for example, the Broadway shows, they have some swings, they have backup. In Cirque du Soleil, we did not have those, the futures as someone's going to back you up and you're going to take a day off and stuff like that. So in that sense, yes, we did have a lot of physical overworking conditions, but also we have a great support, like a health insurance, and if something happened and we have to go and do a surgery on some joint, and because it happened, like athletes, you know, like professional athletes,
well,
we have to fix ourselves.
Yeah,
we are, it's true. So they did take care of us. And I left Cirque in 2009, so a while ago. So I did heard from some of my acquaintances and friends that the company get a little bit harsh on the artist. But it was not during my employment with Turk.
Well, you've toured with a lot. You've toured with a lot of entertainers. One of them, Cher. What did you do with Cher on the road?
Oh gosh, I perform with her for like just 3 months or so, and I've been hired as an aerialist. And gosh, she played just arenas, 5,000 seats and more, and it was a spectacular concert. And we have a dance troupe running around and doing things, and she's a star, and she's sung her the best songs ever, unique, and we were performing in the air. We were doing we were just like a juice in the air. That was my participation in her show. But love working with her. She's an amazing human, and I always keep my warm memories about that moment in my life.
It's hard to describe Teatro Zanzani because I don't know that there's a show like it anywhere. It is Cirque de Funny with food. It's dinner theater. How would you describe the show?
I love that unique formula of entertainment. It's a dinner show. That's how we call it, actually. You're correct. It's a dinner show. And I think a long time ago, it started in Europe. I don't remember exactly which country. And the owners of Teatro Zanzani, they saw that a while ago. And I was like, oh my God, this is vintage Chapiteau tent. It's made in Belgium, 150 years ago, and in great condition. So, and there's beautiful murals and wooden floor that's cooking. And then people used to have weddings and cocktails party back in the days. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is great. And usually it's a band and a singer and maybe a little bit of funny stuff. And I was like, wow, we can combine that with some amazing acrobatic skills. And of course the band, it's a fusion. It's an entertainment fusion. That I would describe in those words. Yeah,
I agree. I think that's a great way to describe it. It is a fusion of all sorts of different types of entertainment, including what it must have been like, perhaps, maybe in Belgium, 100 years ago or so. I don't know, but I do know it's a lot of fun. 14th floor of the Cambria Hotel in the Loop at 32 West Randolph. You're amazing, Elena Gatilova. I will look for you on a street pole somewhere on State Street. Maybe you'll be practicing.
I'm not working after work hours, my dear. you must see me drinking champagne in some fabulous restaurant.
All right, better.
Of Chicago.
Better. Elena, good to talk to you.
Good talking to you. Thank you so much.